House Meeting by Heather Plett. Tenderness gathered all of the emotions into the living room. "Now that you've all settled into your new rooms and gotten used to this house," she said, "it's time for our first house meeting." "House meeting?" skepticism scoffed. "What, you're going to make us all gather on mats on the floor like a bunch of kindergartners? What's the point of that? I can only see this going badly." "It sounds like fun," Joy bubbled. "I like together time."
"I'd rather stay in my room," Loneliness whimpered. "Nobody likes me anyway."
"I'm not interested in hearing from all those cheery emotions with their can-do attitudes," Stubbornness balked.
"But we have to hear from everyone," Compassion insisted, trying to coax reluctance into the room. "If we want to live together in this house, we have to figure out how to get along."
"But I can't sit still and listen if anger or frustration or misery are in the circle with me," Anxiety wailed. "It makes my body feel all jittery and I want to run from the room."
"What if I sit next to you?" Peace said, leaning toward Anxiety. "You can reach for my hand anytime you feel like running."
"There's no point," Disgust said from the corner where she huddled with frustration and loathing. "Some of us get silenced every time we try to talk."
Anger grumbled in agreement.
"Maybe it's because you use your outside voices too much," Gentleness said, eager to calm the voices in the corner.
"Yeah, I get overwhelmed when the yelling starts," Confusion mumbled.
"I know this might be challenging," Tenderness said firmly but kindly, "but in this house, we do things a little differently than you might be accustomed to. In this house, where I am in charge, we listen to all of the voices and nobody gets pushed into the corner."
"But how will you manage so many of us all at once?" Doubt asked, standing next to Skepticism.
"We are going to use circle counsel," Tenderness said, raising her hand to convey that she needed everybody to be silent and listen. "Come sit in this circle where we can all face each other and listen to each other. We'll pass a talking piece around and everyone gets a chance to speak. Nobody interrupts or tries to fix anything for anyone else, and we all take responsibility for what we bring to the circle."
"I'm still not sure," Doubt and Resistance said nearly simultaneously.
"That would be the first time nobody in this house interrupts me or tries to fix me," Despair said, still in the corner.
"Me too," Anger nodded.
"Look, I don't often get bossy," Tenderness said, "but this time I'm going to insist that you all trust me and at least find a chair in the circle. Nobody has to speak if they don't want to, but I need you to make this one small step to show your commitment to our shared experience in this space." The group in the corner continued to grumble, but they made their way to the circle anyway.
"It might take a while for us all to learn to trust each other," Tenderness said once everyone had settled into the circle, many still looking uneasy. "This isn't utopia, but at the very least we can decide together that in this house everyone is worthy of respect. Do I have agreement on that?" Several heads nodded around the circle.
"Okay, here's where we'll begin. We'll pass this talking piece from hand to hand, and if you want to speak about anything that's important to you right now, you can. If you'd rather not speak, you can remain silent. We'll start by simply listening to you without interrupting. Everyone is responsible for what they contribute to the circle, and nobody gets to project their stuff onto others. Understood?" Not everyone nodded, but at least they were there, in the circle. Reflections. Imagine you gathered your emotions into a circle. Which emotions would grumble the most? What might be gained if you learned to listen to all of your emotions? Create a visual representation of your emotions gathered in circle.